Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you that this morning we gain and we've seen the testings that you had, Jesus, when you were here, as encouragement for us to know the tester, the devil is out to keep us away from our God, keep us away from the light, bring us into fear, not faith, darkness, not light. So we just thank you, Lord, for encouragement just to stay in the light, stay in the leading, stay in tune with you so we can see you and experience you. And that's what it's all about, knowing where we come from, knowing who made us, and just staying in tune with your beauty and your love, and not turning to the left and the right. In Jesus' name, bless this word to our brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 4 from verse 5 to 7. Then the devil led Jesus to the holy city of Jerusalem and put him on a high place of the temple. The devil said, "If you are the Son of God, jump down, because it's written in the scriptures, 'He has put his angels in charge of you. They will catch you in their hands so that you will not hit your foot on a rock.'" And Jesus answered him, "It's also said in the scriptures, 'Do not test the Lord your God.'"
Hallelujah. So we see the devil coming in here and bringing in deception. I just want to point out something that we don't often take note of here, because both in this testing now about testing the Lord by doing something ridiculous and counting on God to be there for you, when you're not in tune with your God, when you're not obedient to your God, it doesn't work that way. He's the potter, we the clay. We need to stay in obedience. And in obedience, protection and provision and favor will be there. And it's basically, if you're the Son of God. Now, Jesus is the Son of God. We know that. But we also need to know we are also children made to grow up into young men, and grow up into sons, and sons are led by the Spirit. Can we see this? The word sons of God, it's like the devil loves to put doubt in your mind about that, because that is such a powerful truth. Romans 8 verse 17 says, sons are led by the Spirit. So just as Jesus, we know he's led here by the Spirit on two occasions here, when he said, change the stones into bread, and here, test the Lord, he comes against the word sons of God. So that's something valuable to take hold of, because we need to stay in tune with the Lord, because he knows the plan. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we walking his footsteps in the way that is destined for us in close union with the Lord. We stay in the boundary lines truth, and we experience the God quality of life. So that's what it's all about. And another thing of sons, and that is Romans 8 verse 19, creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, so it can come out of the frustration. So everything out there, creation is God's idea, but there's a lot of deception that has come in, and we need to be the sons of God that stay in tune with God so as to bring light for the darkness, blessings for the curses, answers for the problem in this beautiful creation, because this creation belongs to God. And I love his words in sending Jesus. He says, God so loved the world, he sent his Son. But further on, he says, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save it. So then he comes and he saves those that believe. Why? So we can wake up to eternal realities, the kingdom realities, and then play a part in bringing them to the earth. Isaiah 3:2 is clear on that. A king will rule in righteousness. We know Jesus is ruling and reigning in righteousness. And kings will rule in justice. And they will be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So, guys, it's so important to stay in tune with your God. And then the thing about testing here, we can see in two beautiful examples in the scriptures here that we've got to stay within the boundaries, that God is the potter and we are the clay. We are followers, amen. We mustn't try to get him to follow us and try and catch us here if we go do something stupid. We've got to stay in the light and not go into, we mustn't go outside the boundaries of God's leading. And the first one we can think about is the example of God taking the Israelites out of Egypt. And there we see they had to stay in tune with God. God is the big one. He knows the play. He knows exactly what needs to come into us and what we need to have, and we need to stay in tune. And so there was a cloud by day and a fire by night, and they had to walk in tune. And when they didn't, and they played around, and they it really says they tested the Lord, and then the snakes came and bit them. So you want to stay in the boundary lines. The boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. When we stay in tune and stay walking conscious of our God and rejoicing in him in every way and rejoicing in him always. So yeah, so we see there the ones that went out of the boundaries of the nature of God, the leading of God, the love of God, the plan of God, there was bad consequences. And then we see also the wonderful Psalm 91 and talking about abiding in the shelter, which is Jesus, and then you're in the very shadow of the Lord. And there you see you're protected in every way. And this is where the testing came through, and where the devil says, listen to him, and then you're going to have angels protect him. You listen to him, you're going to have trouble. You listen to God, and you have angels protecting you. And that psalm is just so beautifully pointing out, when you stay in tune, stay developing on schedule, stay abiding and doing what God wants you to do and in the boundaries of the way he wants it to be done, you are protected. You are provided for. Even in these negative things here, we can just be encouraged again to know we are the sons of God, and we need to stay in tune because we are here for a purpose, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, and that we love the Lord and we love his boundaries and we stay in his boundaries. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed.